numbers.
There. Let's do numbers. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Cool.
I didn't expect that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That is something...
Throw it for a loop.
Yeah, exactly. You know, very Matrix of me.
Yeah. It's very... Wow. What an interesting thing to say. Because we're here to talk about the Matrix Resurrections on the HBO Boys podcast.
You said Res-erections just immediately.
Res-erections.
Right. Yeah. A movie... I don't know if it had to be made.
It absolutely did not have to be made. That's the thing.
No.
But, you know, I applaud them for bringing back a series that was so beloved. However, you're never going to beat the original. It doesn't matter what you do. You're never going to be better than the original Matrix movie.
Heck, Adam... They already made two movies that didn't beat the original. And by the way, like, I think they got a bad rap. I think we watched the original Matrix at the exact right age where it was just, like, the exact right amount of edgelord bullshit where we left and we were like, whoa, is reality...
Is it real?
It's not real. No, maybe I'm the one. But... We're not. I'm not the one.
I remember being in school and like seeing the original Matrix when we were in our middle school. And then we got to high school and the sequels were out. And I remember very vividly being in the gym with a few of our friends talking about it and like trying to decode the Matrix. But little did we know, those sequels were absolute garbage.
They weren't great.
I'm saying that because while this movie absolutely had no reason being made, it was still better than the original sequels, which it wasn't hard to do. I thought it was, which isn't hard to do because the sequels were not good. I did not like them.
I disagree wholeheartedly with you.
Okay.
And let me say this before we keep going. Okay.
Yeah.
I got the boosty woosty shot yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm sweating off a fever.
Just high.
Not high. I wish I was high. I am not. I am just sweating and shaking, and I have a terrible headache. So what I'm trying to tell you, Adam, is that like I'm about to talk about a movie that I don't like, and I'm also like this is Michael Jordan in his flu game right now. Like
okay,
I'm here for the content for you. For you guys, for the listeners.
I appreciate that. And the listeners. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I also appreciate the listeners. What I would also say is that I'm suffering and it's for you. Okay. So anyway.
He could be sleeping.
Yeah, I wish I was sleeping. You know what? I also wish I was sleeping. Watching this movie.
Oh, God.
So I did not. So, you know what? Actually, there was a thing I kept thinking about when I was watching the Matrix Resurrections or whatever. And I'm not going to go over the plot. I think all you really need to know is like Trinity and Neo are back in the Matrix and they are together in the robot world, sort of next to each other and energizing the robot world themselves. So, and it has kind of created a robot and human harmony. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith is old now. And she's running Io, which used to be Zion. The Z and N are apparently gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ships are still cool. They still have the circular electromagnetic thingamajigs, which make them fly. Love that. Love
so
that
discreet.
For me. Yeah, that's exactly what they are. You know what I'm talking about.
Before you go any further.
Yeah.
So what I liked about this movie is that it was incredibly self-aware. I thought it was clever how they created the world again and managed to bring them back in. I thought it was a clever way to kind of set up the story. Was it executed well? Not really. But I think that the idea was creative enough where it was interesting enough for me to want to continue watching it. But you said Jada Pinkett Smith came back. That was one of my big gripes of this movie. I hated it. I hated old Niobe. I did not like her. I did not like that they added her. I want to be left with original Niobe so terribly, but now I have this vision of new Niobe, and I hate it. I hate it
all
so
her,
much.
All her words were bad. All
she
the words she
asshole.
Said were bad. Yeah, and she made poor choices the entire time, but mainly,
know.
Like, she was a byproduct of terrible writing, which, mm-hmm. yeah, so the thing that you liked about this movie the most, the narrative structure, the way that they introduced us back into the Matrix universe, which, by the way, like, I don't know many other ways they could have done it other than the fact right. of, like, Neo is a game designer and he made the Matrix the game and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I hated the entire thing. Jonathan Groff is Agent Smith. Where's Hugo Weaving? Like, although Jonathan Groff
was good, I thought he did the part well. Like,
he and Neil Patrick Harris exceeded my expectations for what I believed was about to happen with them, which was what I believed was they were about to be very annoying, which they had annoying quality sometimes, but there was that one moment where Jonathan Groff just like did an Agent Smith line, and I was like, oh, you son of a bitch. Like,
yep, fine. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm fine with that. I like most of the new crew of the new ship. I like their vibe. The way they did Morpheus, hated completely. love that actor.
The movie had a lot going for it, which hopefully would have made it good or better than it was. There was a lot of good things, and it just did not come together. But the one most annoying part of this movie was the consistent, I mean, it should have stopped 20 minutes into the movie, but the consistent flashbacks to the original movies, like, it flashed back so many times, it became distracting. I was like, oh, there's the old movie again, like, just kind of riding the coattails.
Distracting is a good word to use about this movie. You know what was incredibly distracting? 3/4 into the movie, where Priyanka Chopra Jonas steps up and goes, hey, by the way, I'm a character here. I haven't been around the whole time, but I am going to completely affect the last fourth of this movie with a plan of me standing around in front of a green screen and at a well. Like, the whole like end sequence was once the action started, and that's one thing about this, like, the scene where Neo and Morpheus fight in the middle of the lake.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The moment in time where Neo and Trinity are floating in the air at the end. Beautiful. There's a lot of shots in this movie that are incredibly well done. The music is very, very good. It's reminiscent of the old movies, which is all you really could ask for. I didn't think Keanu Reeves was that good. I thought he was playing Keanu Reeves, if we're all being honest with ourselves.
He was John Wick, but not John Wick. Like, John Wick is exponentially better than this was.
He was getting out-acted by Neil Patrick Harris, and I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, but NPH is a goddamn saint, okay?
Yes, I know. But here's my main gripe, other than the entire narrative structure of, like, do you guys remember The Matrix being half the movie?
Yeah.
There's a line in one of the Venom movies that I think about all the time for being
Venom.
Not
okay.
That.
Okay. One. That was dope.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
You did a great job.
Thanks, dude.
You're a great voice actor, and you need to know that. Okay? I need you to take that. I need you to take that in. You're a generational talent.
That is too much. I don't appreciate it, but okay.
Fuck yourself. I don't care. But two, no, that is not the line I'm talking about. The line I am talking about is Tom Hardy's leg or ankle is broken. And then the symbiote takes him over and he becomes like Venom in some way, and his leg repairs itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns back into Tom Hardy and he says, and I quote, my leg was broken and now it's not broken anymore.
It's like very aware, like pointing out what we already know.
Yes. Treating the audience like we're stupid, which, to be fair, perhaps if you are watching the entirety of Matrix Resurrections, you could be put into that category.
So would you consider yourself stupid? Or me stupid?
No. You're a generational talent. I am an imbecile for watching this movie.
Oh my God, come on.
It took me over multiple days at some point.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. When the French asshole was just like talking in the warehouse, I had plus 15 seconds to that shit goddamn fast.
No, he was pretty good. I liked that he was back in it.
Hate him.
Because he was still he knew what he was, but he couldn't affect much, but he was still an asshole. Just like, I don't know. I actually liked that cameo of the
I appreciate guy. That. In fact, I appreciate you have positive feelings about this at all. It wouldn't be a very good podcast if it was just me being like, blah.
No, I think there was redeeming qualities. Like you said, the music was great. Some of the filmmaking was really good. I mean, it looked beautiful. It was a beautifully shot movie. And I say that a lot about current movies on this podcast because it's true. We've come to an age where the camera equipment is so good. The lenses and the equipment that we have, the digital equipment is so good now that it's hard to make a movie look bad, especially with the budget that The Matrix has.
Which is $200 million.
Yeah, which is not a tiny budget. And I think that they did a good use of the visual effects. I think the visual effects were very good in this movie. It definitely holds up the original story, like in what it looks like. But yeah, poor writing in some parts I loathed, hated, absolutely hated. Other parts I really liked. One of the scenes I really liked was the slow motion scene with NPH in the garage. Where he was controlling that bullet.
Yes, that was really good.
That was
you know what I didn't
scene.
Like about that scene, though? They kept saying, like, this is bullet time, by the way.
Oh,
you guys remember that?
They literally were calling it bullet time. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Do you guys remember bullet time?
Yeah. I agree with you.
So, a few things, like, at 30,000 feet. Number one, this movie was only made by Lana Wachowski. The first three movies directed and written by both siblings, Lana and Lily, respectively. Lily not a part of this process whatsoever for reasons I don't know, but I mean, perhaps the movie would have been better with both. Who knows? And secondarily to that, as we mentioned previously, $200 million budget, and it has made $110 million in theaters so far, paling in comparison to something like $800 million that Spider-Man No Way Home did.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're putting it up to something that it had no chance, especially when it simultaneously released on HBO Max. But if it hadn't released on HBO Max, I would have gone to the theater to see it because it's another Matrix movie. I liked The Matrix. I'm going to go see it. But because it wasn't and I didn't pay extra for it, you damn sure I'm going to be streaming it. So they definitely lost a ton of money with that.
Oh, yeah, no, a bunch of it. And I read an article that was like, hey, are we going to do another Matrix? Is there Matrix 5 going to happen?
No, I hope like, not.
I don't know. It's not going to. And the main reason is Keanu Reeves has created a franchise himself. Also, he's like 50 something years old. Like he's not going to be able to keep doing the kinds of movies that he's making. Like, you know, John Wick is going to end sooner or later.
God, I hope not. I want it to go forever.
As he says in many interviews, he's killed 120 people over like a 4-day period. You think it's going to end like happily? You think he's not going to die at the end?
Right. I know.
Obviously, that's what's about to happen. But I just felt like the movie did a disservice to how good the first one was. But I will also say it makes me think, like, am I romanticizing The Matrix? Am I romanticizing and kind of like puffing up what the reality of the situation is? Like, if I go back, because I haven't watched the first Matrix in a long time.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I bet it's awesome. But the thing is, like, back then, and they were referencing it in this movie, they were like, we need another bullet time. Well, you know what the Matrix is? You know what the Matrix is? It's making people question their own reality. And to be fair, like, when I didn't know what the philosophical and religious perspectives I had never heard of or been introduced to, whatever the Matrix showed me right? Like, oh, yeah. it's maybe all a simulation, or maybe that's right. just, or that's a metaphor for like, you're being completely controlled and all of this is fake and right. you just want to be controlled, which is part of, you know, one of the many monologues NPH gave in the Matrix 4.
Not too dissimilar to real life. I mean, that's maybe why people like it so much, because we can attribute it to something for like real and tangible. People wanting to be controlled in real life, you know, our world, you know, that's like the guy who owns his own company because he doesn't want to be, you know, a slave to a person. But some people really like that structure and monotony, and they're totally cool with it.
Off the top of your head, when I say yeah. Matrix 1 to you, what is the first thing you think of?
Matrix 1? Cool fight scenes.
Yeah. The one in the lobby, right?
Yeah. That very quintessential one that Conker's Bad Fur Day completely ripped off in their N64 video game. I don't know if you've ever played that.
Yeah, Adam.
It's fucking crazy loved. Good. So...
My favorite line from Conker's Bad Fur Day is a stack of hay gets free and becomes sentient and then says, and now I will wander around aimlessly. And I fucking...
I remember playing that game, not to get on a tangent, but I remember playing that game at our old pal Andrew's house, and sure. there was the giant shit that yep. threw poop at you.
Yep.
And he sang a song. Yeah. I remember that pretty vividly. But the Matrix part of that movie was obviously stood out because it was pop culture and they cashed in on it. But yes, in the first movie, that fight scene in the lobby, absolutely ingrained in my brain.
When I say the Matrix sequels, what's the first thing you think of?
Bad Niobe.
Okay. Expound upon that.
There was parts of it that just did not need to be there.
You know what didn't need to be there? The first whole scene in the second the second movie that was just like a weird orgy. Remember that?
Oh yeah. In the cave.
Yeah.
The hot, wet Morpheus orgy.
Oof, nice. I think about the reason I brought this up was like I think about the long monologue between Neo and the Oracle. I also think about the long monologue between Neo and the Architect, which I like. I mean, I go back and watch the Architect and Neo's conversation.
Yes. Yep.
I like it very much. And it was, I felt reminiscent of that when I was watching NPH talk, to Neo throughout the movie while he was calling and saying bullet time out loud, which was
well, he's the analyst and the other guy was the architect.
Yeah, it's
so
different.
It's different. Akin to yeah, but it was kind of like portraying the same type of control, I think, to a degree.
I definitely liked right. the sequels better. You know what? Than the fourth one. I think about like the mech fight. While
the
Zion
mech fight
is-
was yeah, the mech fight was cool, but. I don't, it didn't, I don't know. There was a lot of just kitschy, because the Matrix was so ginormous when those movies came out, they were cashing in on that trilogy, that they were just adding things in just for the sake of adding it in, I think, at some point. Like that whole end fight scene with Smith, where they're flying through the air and you can see the CGI and it's so terrible. But the first movie had such a lower budget, but it was so much more believable, way more practical. I liked that. And now the technology's gotten so good that, we were having flying fucking fight scenes in the new one and it looked great. But it's just like the sign of the time, too, there. The CGI just wasn't good yet.
Does it cheapen the series that Neo and Trinity aren't dead?
I think the series as the universe as a whole, no. If we were to consider this to be the true fourth movie in what was an original trilogy, a little bit, yeah. And I say that because I don't think that this, while it's a sequel, I don't think that it belongs in the same trilogy box set as the original three. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I think that this stands out on its own, and if they wanted to, not saying that they should, but if they wanted to expand on this completely new version, they probably could and have it be completely separate.
I say that just because one of my favorite parts of the original trilogies was that Neo died at the end.
Yeah, it had a conclusion.
one of my favorite parts was that Trinity got goddamn ship stabbed.
Oh my God. I know. They show that scene probably 7 or 8 times.
Too many times, I'd say.
Yeah, they replayed that one and a few other ones over and over. The fucking cat, man. The cat. Okay, we get it. The cat was deja vu. We get it.
Like, I like the cat. Anyway.
I like the cat, but like just they just killed now. It. Yeah, they killed it.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts about the trilogy was that there was an actual ending. The war ceased to be because Neo made a sacrifice. And then they made a fourth movie. They were like, nope, no, don't worry about it. We NPH'd them. They're all fine now. And then we put them next to each other and it's fine and everything's fine.
Well, I think this is, do I dare say,
money grab?
Maybe, well, yeah, oh, 100% it's a money grab because they knew that they would get.
They would not have made this movie if Keanu Reeves hadn't been in John Wick's 1 through 3 over the past 10 years.
You're probably right. Honestly, you're probably right. But we see all these Marvel shows with the multiverse, you know, and there's different versions of everything. I wonder if this was the Matrix's version of saying, okay, we acknowledge that the original three happened, but we want to expand and make it a completely different version, a parallel universe, if you will. And that's kind of their thought process to bring it back. Like I said, I thought that the machines bringing back Neo and Trinity at the beginning, like reviving their bodies and fixing their bodies to become power sources, is kind of a cool way to bring it.
It's
bring
what
them
had
back
to happen. If that
to.
Didn't right, happen, exactly. The movie wouldn't happen.
Right. I always said at the end of the original one, they showed a scene of the machines when Neo was dead and on that plate and they were taking him away. They switched to a view of what Neo saw the whole movie after he got blinded, which was the really bright orange everywhere, bright orange light. When they cut away, the last thing you see in that movie is the bright orange light. And I was like, I bet you he's still alive. And I said that back then, 20 years ago. And hey, guess what? I was fucking right.
Wow, you are more prophet than
me. I'm a prophet, honestly.
The one flashback that I enjoyed because it's my favorite visual from the first three movies is when the Nebuchadnezzar floats above the clouds and you see the part of the sky that is not all fucked up.
Yeah.
It's anyway, beautiful. Yeah. This is just me gushing. Anyway, I didn't like this movie. The entire movie was just Venom saying to himself, whoa, my leg is broken and now it's not broken. That's like, that was the whole entirety.
There was one scene I had a really big problem with when Neo was trying to convince Trinity that she was meant to be with him and she was torn between her what she thought was husband and Neo at the coffee shop wherever they were.
Oh, you mean the end of the movie?
Was that the end? Yeah. Was that the very end? I don't remember where it was in the movie.
Yeah.
But yes, that scene where he just said, he said one line and she was like, fuck my whole family. Like,
yeah. You know? I hate them.
And went with, right. And it's just like, okay. Like, it would have taken more convincing, I think.
Keanu Reeves has the acting talent of an acorn and it pisses me off.
Unless he's John Wick, then it's perfect.
He's just playing him perfectly himself in that scenario, exactly. Which is why he's good at it and why it's good for him. But holy shit, like, you give him some monologue based on existential crisis and you might as well just have the deep blue IBM robot doing the fucking scene. It's just holy shit.
Now, do you think that has come with his getting older? Because he was much better in the original movies.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think he's a very good actor. I don't think he ever has been. I think he has one gear forever, and that
just
has
the
never
slow
changed.
Pedal gear.
Yeah, and listen, when you slot it into a thing that makes sense, like John Wick 1, and you have writing that is great and backs him up the entire time, then it really can work.
Yeah,
but when
it's true.
Every other line has the tonal effect of my leg was broken and now it's not broken.
I like that.
Yeah, please find it on YouTube. It's so stupid.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But you're right.
It is that vibe that I got through the entirety of Matrix Resurrections.
You're you're not wrong. Like, the movie wasn't great. It was entertaining, which I'm fine with watching it. I'm not upset that I watched it. Some people would be upset that they wasted their time on it. But
me. That's me.
Yeah, that's you. But I'm not upset. I think it was fine. It was fun in some parts. Some parts that were so rage-inducing. But, yeah, I mean, going back to John Wick, John Wick is like a whole universe that's been carefully thought out and carefully written. And so that's why it's so much better. They wrote it knowing, hey, Keanu Reeves is John Wick, and we need to write to his strengths, which is firing guns.
Yeah. No, like, listen, the Matrix movies are some of the biggest swings that Hollywood has taken.
Yeah, sure.
In the last 30 years. And I'm excited that they're still making those kinds of movies, that they're willing to. I mean, obviously it's not an original IP, but like, right. I don't think Looper would be anything if it wasn't for The Matrix. I don't think
that's true.
Like, yeah. Movies like that, movies that are sci-fi ish and are original in some way, would never have found a home if The Matrix didn't kill it completely positively at the box office. But yeah, you know, go watch The Matrix yourselves, audience. Tell us what you feel. You can find us on patreon.com/HBOBOIZ. Our patrons are Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, James Watch My Dong, Chris Wood, Brinken, Craig, John Durs, Major Woody, and Carol Andreas. That list used to be longer. And it's
yeah, what the fuck?
Easier to say, I guess. That's a positive.
You can take three breaths and have it be the same, you know?
Yeah, I don't have to rap God it anymore. That's positive. What did you guys think of Matrix Resurrections? You know, if you join the Patreon for $1 or more a month, you can join our Discord and tell us all about it. We are also on twitter.com/HBOBoys. We have another podcast that I produce called Nothing Star Academy, available on Apple and Spotify and all of those other things. We literally just recorded For Nothing Star 110 right before this episode that will be airing on 115. So just like inside baseball context, when you're listening to that episode and you're like, Ryan sounds tired, it's because he is. And sweaty.
Mind you, he's had a headache this whole time.
Why is he sweaty? Like, how can I hear his sweat through the audio?
I hear his heavy breathing.
That's just the whole time. Anyway, we will most likely get to, I'll probably finish out Yellow Jackets, the rest of the scene or the rest of the season. And then we can do like a 7 through 10 kind of thing and just do kind of two episodes for Yellow Jackets. When's Cowboy Bebop happening, Adam?
You know, I haven't talked to James. We're just putting that one on the back burner.
It is never happening.
It's going to be a maybe happening. I'll be honest with you at this point. And which is really sad because I was enjoying it myself, being a Cowboy Bebop unpurist. I've never seen the anime. But listen to that episode if you haven't done that already and tell us if you want us to continue. If not, whatever. I don't care.
Speaking of anime, we also have to do Arcane. And
I know. I got to watch it.
Yeah, you do. You do have to watch that. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us. This movie was a dumpster fire. Okay.
It wasn't that bad. Okay, it wasn't great.
All right, bye.
Okay.